Lecture 3, Early Songs and Symphony No. 1.
We return to great masters, Mahler, his life, and music. This is Lecture 3, and it is entitled Early Songs and Symphony No. 1. During his three-year stint as director of the Royal Hungarian Opera in Budapest, Mahler became the darling of the Hungarian musical world. He put the opera theater back in the black, single-handedly created a school of Hungarian singing, performed everything from Wagner to Mozart to Bizet in Hungarian, and conducted performances that astonished audiences and critics alike with their excitement, originality, and sheer beauty. There were some hard times, too. It was during Mahler's tenure at Budapest that his parents died, first his father, then his mother, both of heart disease, followed by his 26-year-old sister, Leopoldine, of meningitis. That was in 1889. Professionally, though, the Budapest years were marked by one success after another, with one rather glaring exception. In November 1889, Mahler finally managed to secure a performance for his Symphony No. 1, then entitled Symphonic Poem, a work that he had begun in Kassel in 1884 and completed in Budapest in 1888. On Wednesday, November 20th, 1888, Gustav Mahler mounted the podium at the Redutensaal of the City Hall and conducted the premiere of his first symphony. 8 years later, in 1896, Mahler recalled, and I quote, "Naively, I imagined that it would be child's play for the performers and the listeners and would have such immediate appeal that I should be able to live on the profits and go on composing. How great was my surprise and disappointment when it turned out quite differently. In Budapest, where I first performed it, my friends avoided me afterwards. No one dared to mention the performance or the work to me, and I went about like a leper or an outlaw. In these circumstances, you can imagine what the reviews were like. Oh, yeah, not good, not good at all." Victor von Hertzfeld, writing in the Neues Pester Journal, spoke for most of the audience when he wrote this, and I quote the review. "If Mahler's dazzling exploits as conductor had not revealed to us a refined musician endowed with exquisite taste and versed in all the most varied styles, listening to his symphony would not have told us so. We have encountered music that, aside from some bizarreness in the domains of melody, harmony, and orchestration, never, even during its best moments, rises above the most mediocre level. To sum it up, we should have to state that Mahler, the conductor, belongs in the first rank of his profession, though he is not, and nor should he consider himself, a composer," unquote. Bada boom. The message here is twofold. First, when it came to orchestral music, Budapest was a conservative town, unlikely to understand or appreciate a long, difficult new work on the first hearing. Second, Mahler's Symphony No. 1 is indeed a long, difficult, highly personal, and idiosyncratic work that flaunts tradition, plumbs heights and depths of pathos, and features musical juxtapositions that still startle to this very day. New music, weird new music, music that combines Mahler's Germanic training with his Czech Jewish soul. Well, of course they didn't get it. No composer's music better illuminates its creator's inner world than does Mahler's. And Mahler was, as we know, one complicated cookie. So we must expect no less from his remarkable, complicated, and completely personal music. Now, my friends, at the very heart of 19th century German romantic music, and likewise at the very heart of Mahler's own compositional impulse, is the song, or Lied, a composition for voice and piano. Now look, obviously every musical culture has produced songs, accompanied vocal works, the content of which rarely goes beyond simple romantic expression. However, 19th century German songs, or romantic Lieder, are something much more. German romantic Lieder became an experimental art form in which German language poetry of the deepest expressive import was lavished with music that intensified and illustrated the meaning of the words to a level that rivaled the very best opera. Composers like Schubert, Schumann, Brahms, Hugo Wolf, Richard Strauss, and yes, Gustav Mahler wrote songs and groups of songs called song cycles that, despite their brevity and performing forces, typically just piano and voice, rival in their intensity of feeling and description anything heard in the opera house.